proven again that even though that may have a certain lilt to it, as a practical matter, it's impossible. A person who is not Jewish in the street as well will not end up being Jewish at home. And that dichotomy is a painful one, but one that has served in the long history of the Jewish people to weaken us, and it really does not work. I have a very dear friend of mine who is a conservative rabbi who says that the breakdown of conservatism as he knew it was when they said you could eat fish outside or you can eat in a restaurant outside. You don't have to, as long as your home is kosher, then what you eat outside is more or less your business. Well, that there are very few people who are sophisticated enough to run that balancing act. And their children certainly cannot understand it. And what happens is that the home itself loses all semblance of being kosher. And eventually the entire thing passes from the scene. Well, that's what happened to the Haskalah as well. It just took a time to occur. And it would have even, Haskalah as we know it today would probably not be in existence today at all if it were not for the advent of Zionism, as we'll talk about in a few more lectures. The Haskalah in Eastern Europe took on a more sharp and bitter note than the work of Chochmas Yisrael, which existed in Germany and in Austria. The people who were the great maskilim in Eastern Europe bitterly hated the traditional camp. And they wrote in a very sarcastic, ironic, derogatory vein. And they made fun, they mocked. They mocked the Jewish religion, they mocked the Jewish leaders, they mocked everything that was Jewish in their struggle to free themselves and to free what they hoped would be a majority of the Jewish people from what they considered the chains of the old tradition. They used ridicule, exaggeration, they heaped abuse. And that brought about a reaction. Usually, we know that every action begets a reaction. The Maskilim brought upon themselves terrible hatred because they exhibited terrible hatred. And the Jews don't, no one likes to be mocked at. If you disagree with me, you disagree with me. But to mock me, that is a personal insult. That is something that we're not willing to put up with. And we have many examples of that from the time of this first appearance of the Haskalah in Eastern Europe in the 1820s. For instance, there was a man called Yitzhak Baer Levinson who wrote a book called Hefkerwelt, which was a mockery of the Jewish community and how its officers were elected and its entire operation, a mockery of the religious establishment. And other people followed in his steps. Otomar Cohen Levinson, Mordechai Ginsburg, Avraham Mapu, who wrote probably the first Hebrew novel of our time in the mid-1800s. And he's in his novel, he portrayed the rabbinate as being rapacious vultures. Attempted to oppress the Jewish people instead of trying to help them. In the famous short story Kutzo Shel Yud, written by one of the great authors of the Haskalah, the Jewish religion.